This is going to be the world premiere of Monster Masquerade. I should tell you a little bit about this piece because this is a first for me. I'm actually a professional composer, so I write choral music, for symphony orchestra, ballet, brass quintet, you name it. But I'm also a cello mom, and my son is Nick Ermscher's guy with stripes over there. And I don't know about you, but sometimes I find myself looking for ways of inspiring him to want to practice, want to play his cello. And one day, I was walking by his bedroom late at night, and he was having trouble falling asleep. I'm not sure why, because there was only salsa music playing from his stereo. This was like 11 o'clock at night. And I thought, okay, maybe instead of just saying, all right, turn that stuff off, I thought, well, maybe I can use this to my advantage. So I said, Nick, you know, you could play that on your cello. Would you like to do that? I sort of like tricked him into saying he wanted to play his cello. So he had to say yes to this. I mean, who doesn't want to play salsa music? Because it's fun. So I took out some manuscript paper. It was still playing from his radio, this piece. And I wrote down the bass line, which went bum, 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 bidi, bidi, bum, 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 so forth. So I wrote that down. And I thought, okay, I'm going to work this out, Nick, give you some fingering so you can try this out. And I did. And it occurred to me, well, why don't I make a little cello ensemble piece out of that? So the next day, I didn't remember how the whole thing went. All the music was on the radio. I'm not Mozart here. But I remember that bass line, and I wrote it out. And on top of that, so the bass line is not mine, but the melody, da-da-da-da-dum-bum-bum-bum, that part I did compose. And I wrote it out for several levels. So the bass line is playable by kids maybe in their second year or so of playing. And then the melody line is harder. And then there's sort of an in-between line of harmony that goes on at the same time. And so actually, I'm from the not part of Indianapolis, but my son studies with Kara at the String Academy in IU, Bloomington. And there, I know that we've had these group concerts with several levels. So you've got like the beginners and advanced and everything in between. So it's nice to work out some music that everyone can play at the same time. So some really challenging parts and some more playable parts, everything in between. Anyway, so that's the idea behind this. Another first for me is using Latin percussion instruments. I'm going to quickly show you what I have here. I've never written for this before, but how can you have salsa without Latin percussion? So I have three instruments here. You've probably heard this sound before, cowbell, right? And so we have that. That sort of works as a metronome. We have an egg shaker here, there. And the last one, these are claves, and I have to look closely. Apparently, they almost look the same, but one is a little bit smaller, as I learned from someone in the shop who sold me this. So you use the smaller one to hit the bigger one. Anyway, this is going to be my clave. Never done this before. Anyway, I think I should stop yakking and let you hear these guys. They're playing it wonderfully. I was so excited to hear them at the dress rehearsal today. Okay, I'm going to take my place here.